Hey everybody, it's Jim McDonald. I got three quick things before we get started. One, you can find me on this week's episode of the Brute Strength Podcast. I was on with Michael Kaiju and Drew Canavero. We had fun talking about all kinds of stuff. Number two, you can find it on iTunes. So number two, speaking of iTunes, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. We definitely appreciate that. And number three, please always remember to support our sponsors. That's BSN, HowMuchABench.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, CavemanCoffeeCo.com, and pick up something at the SuperTraining.tv store, which is shop.supertraining.tv. We appreciate that. And now let's play the music.
Asian Mafia.
The Yakuza.
Oh, you're going to get shot with this.
Yeah, back in East L.A.
Yeah. East L.A. That's all you're fucking hearing about is East L.A.
Yeah, you tough son of a bitch. I'll call Jorge. Don't make me fucking call Jorge on you. Jesus. Your name's fucking Smith. It's not Rodriguez.
Yeah. Very American.
Yes. Adam Smith. Alongside Silent
Mike and Jim McGee. You know what his middle name is?
First, I'm so stupid. Let me guess. It's like Angel or like Lawrence. Is it Angel?
It's Moses.
Oh, yeah. See, I knew it was
something. It's a biblical figure.
Yeah, that's great. God. Everything's biblical, right? Yeah. Tough guy, Michael.
Yes. Huh? Did we say
What's
something?
Up? Yeah,
shittiest podcast
talk
ever.
About something?
We are losing listeners.
Radio silence right there.
God damn. So the whole point of this podcast, just so you guys are fully aware, is to make sure that people walk away with tons of useless information.
Trivial.
Yeah, and not that they don't walk away with any information, but just the
no,
information
it has to be
that they get is useless.
Right.
That they can't do anything with.
We have two perfect people for that.
Yeah, and that's why you guys were recruited.
Yeah, awesome.
Pretty fat useless.
Iced tea and Monster?
So,
how's that?
Amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's like a fucking spiked Arnold Palmer.
Oh, my God.
You that's can actually, put yeah, Monster that, with anything.
That's awesome.
Give us that Monster back. Give me a dollar.
Yeah,
fat boy fat. DJ Fatboy Fat?
Sipping down Monsters. Yeah, Hulk Smash. What do you think of this? Hulk Smash is a very tough like nickname, but Fatboy Fat is like not really that great of a nickname. What do you think about that?
I don't think I'm that fat.
Get your mouth in this black thing. Let's go.
I don't think I'm that.
But really, I'm not that fat.
I'm not that fat.
You are that fat. That's what we're here to tell you today.
And the results say you are that fat.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I've had worse.
You've had worse or seen worse?
You I've were bigger. Oh, you were bigger.
That squat video today, I looked enormous.
Yeah,
you the white shirt.
Sexy.
White shirt's a bad idea.
Just we got shirt. Done with a squat workout. You went up to 745 pounds or 735 pounds, right, for a single. And what'd you go up to there, Larry?
670 for a double.
God damn.
Nice little dubby.
Yeah, those were really
Six.
High.
They were
anyway,
really.
Back to your squats, Adam.
Hold on. How's your tendonitis?
It's fine now. I was complaining the whole time.
How much were you complaining?
A lot.
Oh, hey, this is our show, fucking Fat Boy Fat.
Yeah.
Let us ask the question.
Fat Boy Fat came with a script.
Hey, well.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone's going to talk shit on me, so.
All right, Larry, how's your tendonitis?
Pretty shitty.
It's pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty.
So those of you that are listening, we're here with Adam Rodriguez, the fat Mexican.
Did you play the girl in Fast and Furious?
He's
I've never seen yeah. those movies.
Yeah,
you're not Mexican.
Isn't Adam Rodriguez like a director?
Richard Rodriguez. Mm.
Isn't he a fucking baseball player on the
Adam
Yankees
Rodriguez
or something?
Is somebody.
Yeah, he's on the juice.
Who's
on juice?
A-Rod.
Is he?
Alex Rodriguez? He got suspended a whole year.
Oh my.
Yeah, he's a fucking cheater.
Really?
Yeah. Are you here to deliver news about baseball?
This just in.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's Adam Rodriguez.
God.
Oh, dude, that's your brother.
Is that a...
Who is that?
Yeah,
he looks just like you.
Holy
it
kind of
looks like a that's Fez a or whatever.
No.
Hey, now.
Adam Rodriguez.
That is an ugly
Google
human being.
Google Adam Rodriguez.
There has to be a million Adam Rodriguez.
None that look like that, though.
There's only one Hulk Smash with two S's.
Yeah, but there's another 20 Hulk Smashes.
Hulkster.
So I'm the only one that matters.
Your TSA agent recognized you? He said, I know that fat face.
Oh, yeah, at the airport.
Like, noticed you from what?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh,
he's Insta
Instagram.
Famous.
Yeah,
Insta
famous.
You're
that's
the
awesome.
Guy that lives at Barbell Brigade. I was like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
So we're here with Adam Rodriguez and Larry Lurker.
Then he patted you down?
Yeah.
From Barbell Brigade. And we just got done with some squats today. And we just ate some teriyaki with some very confusing ordering from us. We tried to order chicken at a chicken teriyaki place. We tried to order chicken bowls and chicken plates, and that got to be very confusing.
Every single time. I hope she's listening. I apologize. I'll try to not be rude, but, but I asked for chicken, rice, and broccoli. And for
she's some, like, just rice,
well
just rice.
Asking for...
For some reason, we go there once a week probably for the last 6 months. Chicken, broccoli, rice. We
throw down some serious dough.
We can't do that. We can't do that. I was like, well, it comes with salad. Just take that salad out and put broccoli in. And they're so confused. Like, it's a side order.
Listen,
and then,
do you make fucking broccoli?
Yeah, like, I don't,
and do you
I don't
also
understand
make
that.
Chicken in the same fucking building?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And can you put it in a fucking container so I can eat it?
No, sir, we can't do that.
God damn it.
We cannot do that. There's
every
no substitutions.
Yeah, and that's fine, too, because then she's like, oh, pay for a side. I was like, well, my boss is paying, so charge him extra, and that's fine.
Mike's roid rage was going through the roof. It was insane. Too much Diana Ball today, Mikey.
Random teriyaki place burns down near Super Training.
What'd you overload on this week, you think, if you had to pin it down to one steroid?
Overload?
Yeah, what'd you overload on? Too much of...
maybe a little too much trim.
Life?
Oh, nice.
I was just trying to see if you can name one.
Nothing.
Oh yeah. I Googled no Anavar. I Googled Anavar.
Oh, all right. Now we're getting somewhere.
That's the extent of my knowledge.
Goddamn.
I've seen pumping iron. Does that make you an
smash.
Expert?
Poor Natty Hulk Smash and Natty Silent Mike over here have had to listen to Larry and I chirp up a storm about the steroid use that's in powerlifting. Not our own steroid use,
of course
but that we would never just – that it's used among some power athletes and strength athletes.
Well, so. We talked about our creatine, sorry, so fuck you too.
Yeah, are you on creatine? You son of a bitch.
That face is not that fat without creatine. Yeah.
I just have a big head.
Nah.
You guys do any supplements? Get any of that shit?
Pre-workout.
A little pre-workout, get you fired up for the workout?
That's pretty much it.
Protein powder, anything like that, or you just eat?
Nothing?
Just eat.
Nothing, D-ball? Larry?
D-ball is officially not a supplement.
No. Protein. Sure.
Protein, there you go.
I think it's been put in
some protein powders, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that
illegally.
My wife found a deal on bodybuilding for like that Labrada protein.
There you go.
Got like 15 pounds for like $100.
There you go.
How many cows made that?
Dude, like
15 pounds of protein? That's a lot of fucking cows.
The fucking cholesterol levels in those things are ridiculous, though. Man.
Really?
It's high. It's like for one scoop is like 20% of your day. Like,
Jesus, I should look at that. I never looked at that.
I looked at it. I was like, holy shit, I can't take this. My fucking head's going to explode.
Yeah. Your head already is exploding.
Look at it, yeah. I'm sweating. I'm not even doing anything right now.
Turning red. We did some benching yesterday, too. That went pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's on the comeback trail after tearing a pec, or tweaking a pec.
Yeah, we'll say tweaking
a titty.
Tweaked it.
A pec or a nipple.
Give us some of the rundown here on how you guys met, because this is a lovely partnership, we'll call it.
You guys are 10 years apart or something?
Yeah,
he's 23, I'm 34. I am.
Jim, what do you think about this? He's got the younger guy thing going
on. It's kind of
cougar. Totally.
What's
kind
a
of
male
a May September bromance?
A leopard.
You want to tell him? You want me to tell him? You're not talkative, man.
Yeah, you suck.
You didn't give him a chance.
I DM'd him on Instagram because
that's
well,
gay. Fairy.
What's DM mean? Double penetration?
That's DP.
Okay. Anyway,
different letter.
Oh.
Now, one of my friends knew Bart, so...
Oh, Bakwan!
Oh, Bakwan! Oh,
Bakwan!
Oh,
Bakwan!
Yeah, Bakwan.
Bakwan.
Well, bow down.
Yeah, well, he knew Bart, and he knew about the gym, and I was stuck in a commercial gym powerlifting, or lifting heavy, always getting in trouble, so one day he just told me, well, I'll check out Larry, and then just saw a bunch of his videos, and was following the gym, and...
Did you fall in love, like, right away?
Yeah.
You see some shirtless pictures of those amazing pec insertions?
Well, then I saw Dan Green tattooed on your shoulders.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. A hell of a lifter, but it's different. That's
dedication.
Different.
Yeah, dedication.
It's a weird one.
Yeah,
so I just hit him up. And
you think that's normal?
Yeah.
Just randomly hit up dudes on Facebook.
I should see the people that hit me up on Instagram. It's awkward.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's awkward. That's what I'm saying. It's not normal. Well, I'm trying to tell you. So I'm trying to teach you something, youngster.
Can we change what's on the computer right here? This is making me
feel awkward. I want to stare at that the whole time, dude.
Our last podcast, we were looking at meatspin.com for the entire thing.
That's so weird.
We broke the record.
Worse.
I don't know if it could, actually.
That flip.
Is that what you guys were talking about today? Yeah. Check? Oh, my God.
N-word flip is a
N-word flip.
N-word flip.
is a very crazy
Hard
website.
ER flip.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
The internet's strange.
Are we going to watch
it
now,
so
Jim?
We know Adam's boring. He's not going to say anything. And if he is going to say anything, it might be in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Hey, and you still live, Holmes?
So, Larry, we got there's some interesting...
Oh, man, your mind's about to be blown, Larry. Look at the screen.
Oh.
Oh, is this N-word for
Bring me? This home to your lady.
Oh, my God.
It's taking a while to load. I don't know if this is the same one I picked
I hope
before.
It is.
Jim, can you put this into the clip of the PowerPoint?
People are on me all the time. I know. I was like, show us what's on the screen. It's like, well.
But we told them the website. You can go there Google it. All right, look at this talent.
Wow.
Oh, my God, dude. He's flexible.
He's doing like a handstand push-up, and then he's.
He's getting after it.
They both got Reebok sneakers on.
Is he in the butt?
The worst thing I've ever seen.
Wait. Oh, wait. I missed. He's doing a handstand.
Yeah, he's on his handstand.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's
actually like a wrestling move, too.
Where, like, they grab the legs at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
What's that called?
Sunset flip. he did the fucking sunset flip. You know, normally, though, like, so she could no-sell it and stand there and then drop a knee or elbow on him.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
When's the steel chair come out?
Steel chair
after
case.
Double penetration. Yeah.
We were talking about WWE video games, me, Boar, and Smelly. Like, you'd go to the crowd, right, and you'd try to...
Oh,
you guys ever played
WCW versus the World.
Yeah, I never played that one, but I played some WWF one. And you're going to grab a fucking... You're like, oh, I'm going to get a 2x4, and then your guy comes out with nothing, and he, like, shakes his hand.
Or just a chain.
Yeah, you're like, damn, I'm not doing shit with this. Pretty it's the saddest video game.
Pretty ridiculous. You could, like, get all kinds of crazy shit, like a chainsaw and a bat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a chainsaw? Yeah, I'm fucking psycho.
All kinds of, like, nutty shit on there.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Larry, interestingly enough, you know Jesse Burdick.
Yeah, the guy one and only Jesse Burdick.
The disgusting Jesse Burdick with the largest head.
Massive head.
In the history of the world. But you don't just know him. You know him from many, many moons ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude, it's like the craziest thing. We both kind of grew up in like punk and hardcore.
Wait a second,
scene.
Adam, is this going to offend you? Yeah, talk, him talking about past relationships?
Oh, jeez.
Take off my head.
All right. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
No, it's like I used to tour with like a lot of bands when I was younger. He's from the East Coast, as you are. I'm an East Coast guy. I've been out here for 8 years now. But I met Jesse, probably in 2000 in Moosic, Pennsylvania.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's where all the action happens, right?
Moose totally. Knuckle, Pennsylvania.
Moose Knuckle Dumper, Pennsylvania. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, you know, I did my first meet at the old ST gym. And I had started following Jesse. We were, you know, texting back and forth. And
he just randomly DM'd you like all the other guys?
No, I actually randomly DM'd him and Matt Vincent, the Fat Owl, as well.
The you fat have a lot of Vincent. Online relationships with men.
I'm a weirdo with guys, man. What can I say?
This is great.
But yeah, you know, and ever since then, you know, Jesse and I kind of figured out, oh, you know this dude, you know that guy. You know, it's just a very small world, I guess,
right.
And how it all came back together 15 years later at a fucking power.
You guys were like traveling with bands and stuff.
Yeah,
like that, right?
He traveled with this band from Erie.
What was his name? You remember?
Brothers Keeper.
There you go.
And
somebody's gonna know that listener.
He has like
they're probably listening.
Fuck yeah, Brothers Keeper.
Yeah, that's
fuck you. I love them.
Yeah. Jesse
awesome.
Has like a like he,
those fuckers rock.
He has like a straight edge tattoo because like that that area of the country was back then was like really known for like the straight edge culture was
right.
You know not doing drugs, not drinking, right. Nothing that was you know. Potentially poisonous for your body. Oh, God knows that's changed. But yeah, it's like the funniest thing. And I toured with a bunch of bands that were like Brothers Keeper, and they'd play shows together. And, you know, basically I was selling merchandise for a band, and that was it. And I remember Jesse, because we were talking about it, like, dude, were you at this show? And like, yeah, man.
You guys are mosh pitting together?
Yeah, totally, man.
Playing grab ass in the crowd.
But it's just
either
like,
one of you have hair back then?
No, I was fully bald back then, too.
Oh.
I've never had hair.
Burdick probably had some long, flowing blonde locks or
dude,
something.
Dude, the late 90s, early 2000s were fucking weird and punk rock, man. People did some stupid shit, and they thought it was so cool. Looking back at it now, some of the pictures I have, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
You're still into music?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what I do for a living. I'm a stage production, manager for the companies that put on all these.
Adam, does this turn you on that he's got like a stable job like this?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you were looking for, the stability?
Gold digger.
Gold digger.
Sugar daddy, what can I say? Yeah, no, it's like that's, you know, like I was telling you earlier, man, that's pretty much all I've known my whole life is being involved in music. It was either sports or music.
You play music yourself or just been
No. I've never played
really?
Music. No, I
never even tried
it. Dude, I don't have a fucking creative bone in my body when it comes to music, yeah. But I can set up anything. I can build.
Dance like a mother.
Oh, absolutely. Please.
Fist pound.
Yeah, it's like I have no rhythm, like a deaf man. But, it's like that's all I've done. When I got the opportunity, when someone was like, hey, do you want to come on tour with us? Sure, what do I have to do? I don't know, just help us set up some gear. And then from there, I learned a little bit more, got some more responsibility. You know, here I am, 34, doing that full time now, so... I'm stoked, man. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I was gonna say, is that something you're passionate
I
about?
I love it, man. I really do. Like, it's a pain in the ass when you're trying to prep for a meet and right. I'm traveling for 15, 16 days. Because, you know, like, I love helping him as well, wrap his knees and doing all that shit, making sure he's doing his thing. But it's like, I'm gone for 2-3 weeks at a time.
Right. Puts a strain on your relationship.
It does, man. He calls me, tells me all the time how much he misses me. I miss him.
He'll FaceTime me while he's taking a shit. Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, totally. Well, the FaceTime's got to help.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're there, sort of.
Kind of.
Adam, where are you from originally?
East L.A.
Holmes.
What's up, Holmes?
I was born in East L.A., but I lived in Pico.
Isn't there a song about that or something?
Born in East L.A.
Yeah, there is.
You got it.
Maybe not.
I think it's mariachi song.
Did you play any sports growing up?
Soccer, of course. And baseball, of course.
You look like a soccer player.
Look
goalie.
Like a catcher.
Yeah. Goalie. Yeah.
You play soccer in high school and stuff like that? Baseball?
No, just growing up. I played baseball in high school for 2 years and was too fat to play, so I just stopped playing.
Couldn't make it to first base.
You went back to video games?
Yeah, and eating more.
God damn. Yeah. Wait, what is that?
It's huge.
Cheech and Chong.
Born in East LA.
Yeah, it's a song. It's a movie or a song?
It's from the movie.
Look at Minecraft.
I don't think I've ever seen
that
movie.
From?
I've never.
Up in Smoke?
Actually, the movie's called Born in East LA.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the movies, but I met them.
Really?
Yeah, they're at the.
I'm not even a Dodger fan, so
some shinfo about those dudes. They sell, like, when they do their comedy routines, if you want to go get, like, something signed, they do a meet and greet. It's $1,000 a person. And
really? Just,
they hang out in character, dude. And that's like, that's how
they
get away
signed
with
my
it.
Shit for free.
Did they really?
That's great. It was at the celebrity golf tournament in Tahoe. And so,
what were
like,
you doing there?
Yeah, just hanging out. I was trying to meet Michael Jordan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. So I went in, like, Jordan was, you know, busy. So he, like, shook your hand, but then, like, they're out there, like, hanging out, talking to everyone, and, like, Ray
smoking
Romano
weed.
And shit. Yeah. Ray Romano was probably high with him.
Cheech Marin has an amazing art collection. Like,
does he?
A really amazing Hispanic Latin
culture
influence. Yeah.
I can see that. Those dudes are weird.
Holmes.
Hey, what's up, Holmes?
Adam, when did you start lifting?
And why?
Got fucking beat up and stuffed into a locker.
I didn't even fit in the locker. I didn't even fit in the locker.
Just shoved you in a dumpster.
You were fatter when you were younger?
Yeah, in high school, sophomore year, I was like 290 pounds.
Holy shit. Yeah.
You just have bad eating habits?
Yeah.
Doing nothing?
Yeah, just pick at food. And even when I was full, back in the days, I used to have a sweet tooth. Now, not so much.
Besides
were you lifting, donuts.
Were you lifting already at that age?
No, I wasn't doing anything. That's when I was playing baseball. And then once I stopped, it just got a little worse.
So you just decided to start lifting, and then you did a 1956 total out of nowhere.
Second meet.
Yeah, something like that.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. Sucks. Well, I mean, YouTube, obviously, that's when I started lifting.
Right.
So that was pretty much it. And then from there,
it's the only reason to lift is because of YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, because if it's not videoed, it never happened.
No,
that's exactly.
The truth.
All those lifts were like,
you got to get likes.
The 70s and 80s, that never happened.
Yeah. Well, this guy can tell me he benched like 4-something and I won't believe it without the video.
Well, yeah, you know he's a Lions fan.
Grammy.
Tendonitis. Yeah, tendonitis, man.
Yeah, blame it on the tendonitis.
So you started lifting when you were like 19, 20, something like that?
No, like probably like 17 or so.
Oh, okay.
18, yeah. Alley Fitness opened up like by my house. Just started doing a bunch of cardio because I was fat. And that's pretty much it.
Did you start Googling stuff? Like how to lift, how to get strong, how to get big pecs?
No, I saw Boar's movie. And then
there you go. Bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah, I saw it. I was watching it and then... You know, I just remember, like, all the guys lifting in, like, multi-ply.
Fucking got up off his couch in East L.A. and said, Mom, I'm going to the gym.
No, well,
make me some rice and tortillas first.
No, I just saw one of the guys wearing a super training shirt, so I just Googled super training, and then all the videos popped up, and after that, I just started lifting.
You fell in love with Mark.
Yeah, well, that Mark was the best.
Yeah, he was pretty special.
Yeah.
We were laughing about that you're off the team picture. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, look, you know, it wasn't even that long ago, but my face is still fucking fat to this day. But I'm like, look at how fucking fat my face was in that photo. And he goes, that's when you were in your prime.
That's when he was.
He was fucking dead on, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
you can't do a 1,080 squat without a fat face.
Exactly. That's when he was the real Mark.
What did you weigh in that picture? So you're up the team picture.
Oh, that picture probably just like 270, 280. Probably not. Yeah, probably not too horrible. But I got to like 330.
That was your biggest? 330? The multiply?
330.
I think that's about what Adam texted me and I put on my Instagram. You're probably about 330.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a big boy picture.
Yeah, I was fat and gross.
Speaking of old ST videos, you have an old picture of Jim McD?
Oh, yeah, with red hair.
Oh, yeah.
The best picture I've ever seen.
Well, he has red hair.
No, but this was like
flame red. It was like clown red hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was awesome. That was my favorite. Just throw that in there.
Hey, everyone's got their favorites,
right?
He's
the favorite.
Yeah, we were trying to put together a reality show, okay? Somebody said,
how long ago was that?
5 years. A little over 5 years.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
And we're still not done.
We're still not done. Still not over.
Still trying to get that.
We'll make it.
If I can out squat, out bench, out deadlift everybody, it's not over. The sun's still shining.
What's that move called? The sunset?
Sunset flip.
That's good. That's really good.
It can only really be done off the ropes. You have to like be running the ropes.
Well, what about the one that like they did? There is a move like that, right? Like I like kind of pin you and then you flip me around and pin me and we're doing like cartwheels. What's that? Is that the sunset flip?
Is there butt eating in that one too?
Yeah, kind of.
It gets more complicated. I'd rather not say what it's called.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah.
Or is the word bad?
No, it's called a small package.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, it should be.
Which is complicated to actually even get into, a small package.
Wait, the move or the
get move. Into your small know if I can remember how to. I can sort of remember how to do it. Like,
you want
to
do it?
We can do it, yeah. Right here. A lot of times it starts with like a suplex, and you block a suplex, and then you fucking cut.
And then I pin you, but you're not even injured, so then you kick out of it, of course.
Yeah, well, we could either kick out of it completely, or we can stay bundled up like a ball, and then I can pin you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then we go back and forth, and nothing happens because neither of us are injured. We go to the crowd, grab a chainsaw, and then it gets serious.
Yeah, and then you fuck the guy up, and then you go to pin him, and then he puts his foot on the ropes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got a whole match going now.
Unless you got
the ref gets punched out.
Yeah, you got a fucked up ref, and then it doesn't matter whose feet are on the ring.
God damn, it gets to be so
confusing.
It's
so easy. Bore wrote for the WWE. I could do that. So easy. I just made a whole match.
One of the funniest things about wrestling is you would talk like in the back. You know, you're talking with the other guy. For those that are listening that don't know, it's fucking fake, right?
We just lost all of us.
He was like, what? Wait a minute.
No.
Dude.
Ultimate Warrior really beat Hogan.
Dude.
Fuck you.
Did you listen to PowerCast today? Yeah, fucking learned that wrestling's not real, dude. Fucking Mark, dude.
Wrestling's not fake. But when you're talking it over, you punch me in the face, and then you're like, okay, well then, maybe the ref gets distracted, and then you hit me in the nuts. Like, when else are you going to tell somebody to hit you in the nuts?
Right.
Like, yeah, that's a perfect time for you to fucking hit me in the balls.
Yeah,
that's
a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that's just a regular day.
And then
that's
we'll go into the small package.
Yeah. That's you hit me in my small package, and then we'll get into a small
Then we're
going
to do the sunset flip after that.
Sunset flip. That sounds romantic, though.
The sunset.
And then
flip.
The butt munch.
Mm-hmm.
The what?
And then the butt munch.
What was? Yeah, butt munching can happen, yeah.
What was the finisher, Smelly?
My finisher?
Yeah,
stink bomb.
Stink bomb. Stink bomb? What was that?
Was that like Rikishi's move, kind of?
No.
Rikishi's move was one of the greatest.
You're bringing it back right now.
No, stink bomb looks like a rock bottom, kind of.
Oh.
It was a
full so you stole it from The Rock. You cheapo.
It was a full Nelson slam.
All right.
No, it's not the same as what The Rock does, but it looked a little bit like that.
Why didn't you give him the Rikishi move and call that the stink bomb?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the giant ass to the face.
He like twerks on your face while you're in the fucking ropes.
You know who does the stink bomb all the time is Quinn. She like rubs her butt on everything. She's like, I'm going to put butt juice on this. And she rubs her. I'm like, that's disgusting. Butt juice. You know how ridiculous she is.
Yeah, she's out of her mind.
She's always making fun of Mike. She's always talking trash.
Yeah.
Really?
She told
she's
Robot.
Almost, she's he almost has, my height now.
Yeah.
She's like six.
She told Robot that he has no muscle.
Yeah. He's
just wanted
she,
to quit.
She told...
it was she killed Omar,
she
too, right?
She killed Omar. She's like, my dad would rip your face off. He's just trying to eat dinner with us.
Like, hang out.
He's like, she's like, you're not big like my dad. He's like, he could kill you. He's like, I'm aware. Thanks.
Just want to have fun.
Yeah.
You guys will see. You guys will meet him before you take off.
Omar? Or, Omar?
No, he's the worst. His kids.
My kids.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to meet
they'll
Omar.
They'll punch you in the balls.
No, I met Omar. He was down at
Barbell. Oh, yeah. We were down there for a while.
Ass Muffin.
Yeah.
Omar Ass Muff.
Is that, his nickname?
His last name, Ass Muff.
I had to do a double take. I thought he was wearing makeup.
He kind of looks like Kim Kardashian.
He kind of looks like an anime.
You were stuck
like
on the double take for a long time.
I think he's wearing makeup.
He could be a vampire, too.
Yeah, like, I couldn't. I was like.
He started a thread, like, on our group text. Like,
that's
is he wearing makeup?
Is he wearing makeup? Yeah. I
that's a good question.
Like, let it
no,
go.
He is wearing makeup.
I'll text him right now.
Is
I'll
he?
Ask him. Yeah, probably.
Was he wearing a training bra with his
He's very pretty.
No, we were talking about Pantera.
You should see him without makeup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just disgusting.
First thing in the morning. Not.
I woke up like this.
His hair is fucking crazy in the morning. He stayed at my house for like 9 weeks. I don't know. He just had he had no plan to leave.
Just going to move in.
Well, he's supposed to stay for like 2 or 3 days. He stayed for like 9 or 10 days.
Well, I stayed with him for the week after that. And yeah, he wakes up and like he puts on a stringer and just walks out with his hair in a mess. Like he just had the roughest sex of his life.
He's got a cup of coffee. Yeah. His hair's all
like
fucked up.
Like shorty short shorts and a stringer.
That's he's answering questions on YouTube. All
Rolls over and says, hey, baby.
Was last night good for you, too?
The worst.
God damn. What do you guys have coming up? Anything going on? Any meets coming up? What do you got going on? Meet spin?
September in San Diego. Should be fun. 2,000, hopefully.
Yeah, 2,000 pounds. Yeah, what do you got to do to get a 2,000-pound total? What you need?
Yeah, what's the breakdown?
How's the breakdown?
Well, in reality, it's a 750 squat, 500 bench, and a 750 deadlift. Hmm. But I'm going to try...
804.
Yeah. 800.
Yeah, you're a little stronger than that on both the squat and the deadlift, I would say, for sure. And then by the time the meet
Yeah, you're
going
to try to take 750s as like your second attempt or something like that?
For my squat? Well, I was thinking like, well, hopefully I'm going to work with Josh. And
yeah, he'll lay it out.
Yeah, well, I've worked with them.
Josh Bryant.
Yeah, I worked with them for like 2-3 weeks on my deadlift, and that's already helped out a lot. So I think over...
He's
months.
Brutal.
Yeah, over 3 months.
He's a sadist, man.
Yeah, he fucks people up.
He really does.
Gives you a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like the one great thing that I found working with Josh is how much he increases your work capacity, even throughout the meat prep. Because you do like, you know, your top heavy set, and then he has you do like 6 or 7 sets of speed work. No, but you're not done.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you have to go heavy deadlift after you're done squatting and a top set of that.
Yeah, like on paper, it makes a little bit of sense because you went heavier, you already handled a heavy weight, and now you're going lighter.
Drop the intensity.
And so you figure when you go from like moving 500 around to moving like 250 around, you figure that it would feel super light in your hands after handling that heavy weight. But you already exhausted pretty much everything you got on those heavier sets, and you really don't have a whole lot left. And so his kind of theory behind it is like, I don't really care how fast it's actually moving. Just try to be fast. Just try to move like a motherfucker with the weight.
Well, and it was like
the intent is important.
It was one of those things too that like all that increased work capacity just built up my endurance like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
When it came to the meat, 9 lifts was like 9 lifts. I just went through 12 weeks of fucking hell. 9 lifts is nothing. You know what I mean? And I only got a couple hours of sleep that night, and it was. Still at
one?
Yeah. One hour of sleep.
Yeah.
How would you know?
Because we stayed together.
They were cuddled.
He was on my couch.
It's okay. There's no shame.
How many days a week does he have you lifting? Like, what's the breakdown? Do you kind of do upper lower split or a couple bodybuilding days?
Well,
or?
He would know that.
Yeah. It's like basically the way that I had it broke down was Monday was always heavy deadlifts, heavy squats, and then Wednesday was heavy bench. Thursday or Friday, I would take off depending on what part of the week or stretch of meat prep I was in. And then pause squats, beltless.
Kind of a lighter, high bar. Lower body.
Yeah. And then, like, your secondary pressing day would be, like, seated militaries, you know.
So bench once a week, squat twice, pull once?
Yep.
Kind of like
and
that.
And you pull heavy and squat heavy the same day,
which
made me extremely, like, meet ready to be doing both heavy lifts on the same day.
It's just horrible because you're at the gym for like 4 hours.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, how did you do that when you were traveling?
Just made do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there were some times where I had, you know, it's, I hate wrapping my own knees. Like after I had him wrap my knees, it's like, that was like the worst thing for me to do. I'd fucking be out of breath, sweating, and I'd have to do that two or three times and then go deadlift after that. Luckily, it's been cool because when I travel, like I look up, you know, people like Dan, people like Chris Duffin, and, you know, go to their gyms. But sometimes when you're in fucking Cleveland.
Middle of nowhere, yeah.
Middle of nowhere, you're just stuck to go to like a YMCA or, you know, an LA Fitness, whatever it may be.
Stuck in East LA.
Good. But, yeah, Josh is awesome, man. I can never say enough good things about him. He helped me increase my total by 132 pounds between, was it not even a year, 6 months of training with him.
Yeah, so, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What you guys think of kind of the current state of power thing where there's, you know, so many different federations and stuff? You know, what are some of your thoughts on it, good, bad, or otherwise?
Yeah, wraps, sleeves, raw.
I think a total is a total. I think, well, for me, I just think at the end of the day, a total is a total, whether it's in wraps or in sleeves or in gear, on gear, whatever. Well, I mean, well, that's the biggest thing with people now. It's
everyone just fucking cares about what everyone else is doing instead of just being concerned with.
It's like no matter what you do, someone's always going to have something bad to say.
Why do you think that is when there's like nothing on the line? There's no money. There's no trophy.
There's literally nothing on the line.
Because people have nothing fucking better to do with their lives, man. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
Taking their hobby too serious, maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly – I mean, that's what people lose focus of, is that this was something you got involved in to have fun with, to improve your health, to improve your confidence, whatever it may be. And
get bitches.
Yeah, like you want to get jacked and meet some chicks, whatever.
Why are you laughing, fat boy fat?
Get some beaches.
Fat boy fat.
Get some beaches.
I don't know. There's, dude, you know, the USAPL lifters look down at the USPA lifters. USPA lifters look down at the SPF and RPS lifters. And, you know.
Does the SPF have to look down on?
Yeah,
nobody.
You know what I mean? It's, who gives a shit? At the end, it's like, oh, cool. You know, you competed at Worlds. A total's a total. Platform's a platform. It doesn't fucking matter where you do it. If it's out of a monolift, if it's in knee wraps, and if people care, that they're just jealous.
So, Adam, for you, you don't care, you know, if someone's in your weight class, and you know, it's a little bit, it's, you know, obvious that they're on.
They're
stuff,
just
you know?
One big pimple, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that doesn't. Does that motivate you in any way? Since you made a decision not to.
Well, I have my own goals, so I mean, I'm gonna stick to that no matter what anyone does. And if you're gonna compare yourself to someone, then. Eric Lillibridge, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's really no point in comparing yourself with anyone else.
Right.
Well, I don't care.
It doesn't,
I really don't care.
It doesn't really motivate you or anything. It doesn't change any of your thoughts when you see, like, you know, if someone deadlifts, I don't know, like 7-something in front of you, and it's kind of clear that they're on stuff. Does that kind of get you fired up? Like, I'm just going to do it my own way, and I'm going to go do it? Or you're just still concentrated on yourself?
I concentrate on myself because, I mean, I know I – you know, in me, I'm pretty sure I could have close to an 800-pound deadlift. So,
right.
I mean, I have my goals, and I'll stick to them.
Right.
Not really motivated.
I've been pushing him to do, like, a USAPL drug-tested fed.
Right.
He just doesn't want to, and I get it. You want to compete with your friends.
Oh, because he's on so much shit. He doesn't want to fucking fail the test.
Yeah. Well, he tends to do wraps. That would change
Well, I mean, the thing
bit.
Is...
Somehow you came out positive for In-N-Out, so... Yeah. How that happened.
Cholesterol so high. Well,
animal style, huh?
Holy shit, man.
You're going to jail, bitch.
There's more animal style shit in you than... You have like 8,000 free-flowing particles of animal style, dude. Well, what the fuck?
In reality...
So much mustard in your...
In reality, the worst thing about that, say if I did do a drug tested federation, whatever I do, someone's going to say, well, he was still on something. And just
right.
Yeah, well, the chances that you'll actually get tested, you pretty much have to win a meet to get tested.
Well, it's like normally what, they test you before.
No, I think any local USAPL is only 5 randoms.
Yeah.
Is it really?
At a local. National, I think, is winners.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I would say, like you said, like platform is a platform, but the IPF world seems pretty fucking legit. That seems like
that's
the
true.
Olympics.
Yeah, I mean,
but beyond that, I agree.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's like a whole other level. Yeah. That just seems kind of too stringent for me. I mean, at least in my opinion, like I was watching some of like the old, not old, but from last year, like Blaine Sumner.
Yeah.
Benching, he got 3 reds for quote unquote moving his head. He didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
It was just like.
Yeah, did he bench press it or not?
Yeah. I mean, it's like. His
did
head,
he bench? Did he touch his chest? And did he
was
listen to the commands?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was.
And did he press it to
there
lock
was no
out?
Head movement whatsoever. But this poor dude just strained his ass off and then gets 3 reds. For,
well, I think that's why people end up in other federations because they're like, okay, well, this is so much effort going into this meat prep. I don't want to run the risk of losing the whole meat
right.
on some crazy little thing
right.
that either did or didn't happen or was in my control or out of my control or whatever. That's I think that's really what it comes down to. And people who accept that and they want to go that direction and they want to compete there, that's great. That's fine. But you know, if,
one thing I did like when we had a few people compete in the USAPL in the past is that the refs actually knew – like they knew the rules really
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
One of our lifters missed a deadlift, Ryan Spencer. He missed a deadlift.
Tyrion.
He kind of yeah, little midget. He kind of fell forward. He kind of fell forward with the lift. So he did deadlift it. He did lock it out. He got a down command. So he went to put the weight down, but he fell forward over the bar, and then he entered or he exited the platform from the front. Like where the
meaning,
head judge is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stepping so, over the bar and going back.
So he got you got two red lights.
Are you shitting me?
Or you got to come in the back and leave out the back.
Well, yeah. So
all guys know that rule.
Yeah, exactly. So I asked one judge. I said, you know, well, what did you see there? Because he did lift the weight. You know, he did put
completed
it down.
The lift, yeah.
And he said, well, you just can't exit out the front of the platform. He's like, I'm sorry, but that's the rules. And I went to the other guy. He said the same exact thing. So I was like, well, at least there's some fucking consistency here. Yeah. And if that
well,
is
that's
the rule.
Thing. At least it's a unanimous yeah. thing. You know what I mean? Like, I've
like, it was a sucky rule, but it's yeah. a rule, you know?
You know, I don't know.
It's not the greatest rule, but at
it
least
sucks,
it was...
man, because you don't, at least me, I don't want to specifically talk shit about anything
right.
or anyone
yeah.
because Lord knows who's listening, you know what
right.
I mean?
And nobody.
Yeah, maybe nobody. Only two girls, so you can say anything you want about women. Only two chicks listen.
But
you do want people powerlifting. I mean, you do want to try to keep it positive because you want people to be encouraged to go do a competition. Yeah. Go compete, you know, but you're right, yeah, because sometimes it can be a little too...
There's too much politics involved, and I I'm starting to realize it more. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's the furthest thing that I ever want to fucking deal with, man. It's
right. just want to lift.
I just want to lift and have fun and hang out with my friends and at the end of the day drink some beer and just
right.
like, that was cool, man. Like, we did really well. And it's like, I don't care about,
right.
you know, the president of this Fed right. or like this and that. It's like, at the end of the day, like we say, a total is a total, a platform is
right.
a platform.
Yeah, yeah. Whether try to get better next
too,
time.
It's about the lifters and it's not about the federation.
It's about the community, man. You know what I mean? It's like, like all this like inner fighting and inner bickering on like fuck this Fed, fuck that Fed.
Right.
It's like, dude, who get then you know what?
Fuck
if you
fat boy, fat face.
then don't go compete there.
Right.
No
right.
one's forcing you to go do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. What do I know? I'm a moron.
This is true.
Yeah.
You think he's a moron?
Yeah. But I'm a
how
moron
long,
too. So.
How long have you guys been together for?
Like a year?
A little over a year,
oh, that's
year
not
and
that
a half.
Long.
No, man, we're still brand new in love.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you guys do for your anniversary?
11 months and 12 days.
Oh.
So it's coming up.
Yeah.
You better be doing something special, Fat Boy Fat Face.
Hey, you guys have anything planned coming up?
Disneyland?
Anniversary? I leave soon, so.
Oh.
I'll be gone.
You going to Disneyland
I'll
alone?
I'll be having an affair.
I'll go to Disneyland with you.
I'll be having an affair.
You just said that out loud.
Yeah, it's fine. I want
Greg
to
will be wrapping your knees.
Yeah. He did see Jesse Burdick last night, like in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're like, oh, he fell asleep. I'm going to go see Burdick.
Yeah, he was texting me too, and then he just stopped. So what was going on?
Only for a minute?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Let me see your phone.
Oh, man. What'd you Google last, Adam?
Yeah, what about your phone? What'd you Google? Don't lie to us.
Yeah, I see.
Here we go.
We sure. pulled it up last time, and people didn't even say what they Googled. What'd
no,
you Google?
I don't know. It's on ESPN.
Go to Google.
Oh, dude, it's porn. Of course.
Porn?
Like, not even joking.
It was great. Porn.
Go hard.
It's a hockey schedule.
The hockey schedule?
Yeah,
oh, that's
playoffs.
Right.
You wanted to know how to do the sunset flip. That's what you were saying.
I don't think they allow Mexicans on the ice rink, do they?
Probably not.
Did you what? Play hockey too?
No.
Yeah, why are you so into hockey?
Dude, the Mighty Duck movies. Come
but
on.
You grew up in East L.A., Holmes. There's no ice.
Yeah, I was also a fan of The Big Green. It's a soccer movie.
Oh.
Emilio Estevez.
What movie?
The Big Green?
The fuck is that?
Yeah, that sounds like a really dumb
Green?
Shit movie.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Is it
right
about
now.
Weed? The Big Green, is it about weed?
I know Mighty Ducks.
Awesome.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, Mighty Ducks D1, D2, D3.
Dude,
greatest movie ever.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I saw that movie.
I know
okay,
that fat redhead kid.
I hate that.
That kind of looks like you, Hulk Smash.
That's soccer, though. Why do you like hockey? You talk about soccer randomly.
Hockey is
we're
ice soccer.
About the whole Mexican. Yeah, well, yeah. Talking about Mexican.
If you had red hair, you'd be that fat kid. You have the same face.
Was that his name?
Yeah, you do have that same. Yeah.
Oh, his name? It's Adam Rodriguez.
Oddly enough.
It's sad that kid's not famous anymore. He was in a tons of kids' movies back then.
Maybe he's not
fat
anymore.
That's what happens to like childhood actors.
Man. Yeah, so sad.
Because they discovered drugs.
Yeah.
Man, that's straight to gay porn. Man.
This dude?
Whoa. Yeah, what are you, a therapist? Oh, look at him now.
Holy shit, that's him?
That's amazing. He's so handsome.
He looks too normal.
Patrick Renna.
Shout out to Patrick Renna.
Yeah.
Pat, if you're listening right now, we're big fans. Yeah. Big green.
Send us your underwear.
Yeah, send us your underpants.
Your hockey fucking cleats.
Hockey's awesome.
Hockey's all right.
Hockey did you ever play hockey or no?
No, I like the sport.
You just watch it.
Yeah, did you?
All right.
Yeah, I played for.
You're a fake fat boy fat. You only like hockey because Larry does.
You can't even watch hockey games.
I see.
I don't even have
hold on. Hold on. Do you really like hockey or do you like hockey for him?
Yeah.
Or is it hockey stick?
Both.
Yeah. Okay.
Both.
No, I played for a while. I played for like 14 years. Played all over in Canada. All over America.
Fucking thing just hit you right in the face.
Fucking fat boy move? Fat stepping on my cords.
Like,
he slammed my
fucking you up over there.
He
Mike.
Slammed my microphone somehow into my own face.
Holy shit, dude! Why are you being magic. So aggressive? You got train rage right now.
Yeah, roid rage. In an outrage.
In an outrage. What is it? I need double doubles.
Trenbolio. Some Trenbolio.
Trenbolio. He comes up with the craziest names for steroids. Would you eat too much D-bolio today, man?
Yeah, D-bolio.
Trenbolio sounds like D-bolio. A fucking disease.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking.
Yeah, D-bolio like was in Africa.
Or like a bad guy in a movie, Trenbolio.
Well, I don't know anything about these drugs, so Trenbolio and D-Bologna is all like that.
D-Bologna.
Hey,
it's like
know
a kid saying lasagna.
I don't know anything about them either. I just know that they fucking work. Louis Simmons, he said, he said something about it. What the fuck did he say? Something about, he's like, I didn't invent toilet paper, but I'm smart enough to use it. You know, it's like, what does that have to do with steroids? You know,
what does that even mean?
I know he's got all these weird analogies. You're like, what does that?
He wipes his ass with steroids.
Yeah, you're like, huh? You're like, what the?
He says it's so demanding, though. You just shut up and like, oh, he's got a point. The conversation moves on.
Yeah, exactly.
Transdermal baby wipes. Yeah.
So you're growing up on the East Coast, did you just, you know, hop on a fucking pond and start playing hockey with your buddies? That's how you kind of got started or what?
No, like my grandfather was a huge New York Rangers fan because I grew up right outside of New York City. That's where my family's from. And I just became obsessed with it, just hanging out with him. Started playing when I was like five or six, played till I was about 18, 19 years old. Got hurt, blew my knee out. Supposed to get drafted. Shit happens.
You blew your knee out when you were playing or training?
Yeah, no, I was playing
something?
Football. Ah. Go figure. But I went to a boarding school, and the boarding schools on the East Coast, they're kind of used almost as like a springboard for athletics to like major juniors and eventually into like a
– like AAA baseball.
Almost, yeah, dude. It's crazy, man, because we were talking about this. Yeah. Like guys will go to high school for like 6 years.
Yeah, yeah, and then they end up in a boarding school for three and then college for four and then
you postgraduate and you're 21 years old still playing high school hockey. But, it was – you know, I went to a really elite-level boarding school and was recruited for hockey. The football coach saw me. Oh, dude, you got to play football. I ended up playing fucking three sports instead of one that I just wanted to do.
What was the third?
Lacrosse.
Curling?
I was going to say, it's got to be lacrosse.
Yeah, lacrosse. And during football season, I was a D-end, just planted my left foot on the ground, and a guy chop-blocked me and just right on the side of my knee, man. Blew
Jesus.
Out. ACL, MCL, my medial and lateral meniscus. I just got that fixed. Everything else, the doctor was like, I could do some crazy surgery and reattach all this shit, but there's no guarantee that you're ever going to fully recover.
Were you strong back then?
At 16, I squatted 400 pounds.
Oh.
Benched like
that's pretty goddamn good, then.
275, 315.
What body weight?
185.
I had that same bench.
I
benched 275 in high school. Now I can barely bench 315.
Yeah, I still have the same bench. Poverty bench,
man. Yeah, it's been 10 years and I still
fucking... tendonitis.
Yeah, exactly.
Your tendonitis is horrible.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how I found like lifting. You know what I mean? My coach wanted me... I was like... I was a goalie, so I was very flexible, mobile, but he wanted me to get bigger to take up more space in the net. He's like, oh, you got to gain like 10, 15 pounds. At that time, I was like 170 pounds.
So you just went to, what's the place called? Bob Evans?
Yeah, Bob Evans. Eat some fucking pancakes and some bacon.
And that's like pretty much that.
You know what's
that's
the best
is
Perkins.
Perkins.
Yeah, you ever been to Perkins?
Mm-mm. Never heard of it.
Well, Perkins is amazing because like when you order an omelet, like one of the sides you can get is like a stack of pancakes.
Really?
That's the best.
What about Tim Hortons? You like Tim Hortons?
Tim Hortons is donuts, right?
Pretty much. It's like Canada's version of Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
Well, it's like Ohio. You get donuts with everything.
Yeah, me and Berg tried to order sandwiches from there. And we both ordered like lunch. We just ordered regular sandwiches. And they're like, would you like some donuts with that? And we're like...
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're like, for $3 more, you can get a whole dozen. And we're like, what?
Sure.
Where are we?
Why? Canada.
Yeah, why do we need a dozen donuts?
And everything's maple up there,
too. Is this heaven?
Yeah, it was Ohio.
It was Ohio.
Very far away from heaven, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's Ohio. Sucks,
close to East LA, though.
East LA's awesome.
Where are you at now? You in Los Angeles still?
LA County, Pico Rivera. It's like...
L.A. County, like the jail?
Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right next to Barbell, man. It's scary.
Yeah, it's not that far.
It's like, I'm like, 20 minutes away without traffic.
Short little bike ride, right? Ride your skateboard. Yeah.
Imagine him riding a fixie through the streets of L.A.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking big red face. Is that a red stoplight? No, that's Adam.
Yeah, Harvest Moon.
Fuck. That one was hard, dude.
He does have a pretty big face.
He has the same smile all the time. Smelly does a good impersonation.
I can't do it right now.
It was the first time we met Adam.
Oh, at the seminar last year?
Yeah, probably a year ago. We knew who he was through on Instagram and stuff, but we met him for the first time in person. Then we're in the hotel room. Mark's like, why does he always smile like this? And then Mark did it. I just started laughing.
So like a little half smile the time.
Always. I took a picture of it, texted to Bart, because I don't think I had your number at the time. I just started laughing.
It's kind of freaky when he smiles like that, because like, he, you don't know if he's going to snap and like.
He's not really smiling.
Yeah, it's like, I'm smiling because I'm going to fucking kill you in a second.
Yeah. He has
because I always look mad at the time. So. Well, or all the time.
Resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Resting half smile face. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I mean, like this guy's just, are you all right? You're in a bad mood. I'm just like,
dude, all
no,
the time because I can't tell.
That's the worst.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
You asking me.
That's the worst. Yeah, it makes you mad.
I'm fucking asking.
Well, he walks up into the gym, dude, and he's like clenching his fucking jaw. And
throws
just,
his bag for no reason.
Like, I could see the muscles grind. I'm like, yeah, you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm fucking fine.
I won't even say fucking. I'm just like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. What are you working up today? I don't know. Let's fucking see.
Hey, dude, are you sure?
Adam,
sit down.
No, are you okay?
Leave me the fuck alone! God damn it.
There goes the in-and-out rage.
I was tired yesterday, and then we were driving back to the hotel room after we benched, and I was kind of sore. I'm just like, oh, fuck. He's like, you all right?
He's just a good friend.
And I kind of move over, just, oh, fuck. Are you all right? Are you sure you want to talk about it? I'm just like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
Hey, man, I'm in touch with my feelings. What can I say?
Trying to get playing hockey all those years, you ever get into a brawl? Hockey brawl? That's part of the game, right?
Oh, man. You know the story.
This sucks. When I played in Canada, I was the only American on the team, and I was a goalie.
Goalies don't usually fight. It's pretty rare.
No, it's very rare that goalies fight. They just, Canadians don't like Americans. Primarily playing their sport, and my own teammates fucking hated me. So this was like in the preseason.
Well, we hate you, just to be clear.
I hate you.
Yeah, Adam fucking hates your guts.
In the preseason, like a full scale, like something out of
Donnybrook.
Yeah,
it's called the Donnybrook.
Yes, exactly.
Why is it called the Donnybrook? Any
I don't
idea?
Know.
Look it up, Jim.
I have
look
no
it up.
Idea.
Donnybrook. What does that mean?
But like a huge fight breaks out. Everyone's fucking smashing everyone all over the ice, and then I notice the goalie at the other end starts like skating up to his blue line. And he kind of gives me the head nod, like, what's up? And I'm like, I'm 17, 16 at this time. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'll fight him, man. So I meet this dude at the middle, at the center of the ice. And I threw my gloves down, ripped my helmet off. The next thing I know, I'm waking up in the middle
of it. Why do they do that? Why don't you keep your helmet on? It's a protector.
Yeah, but it's also not fair because you could break your hand if you punch somebody.
But then you could break my face.
As a goalie, though, you have a whole shield.
Yeah, like I have a whole thing on my face.
Yeah, you look like a knight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I would have gone out there fucking jousting.
So you won the fight?
No. God, no. I didn't win the fight.
damn.
Throw my gloves off. I don't even know if I got a punch off, man. Like the last, like I woke up in the.
You woke up with tendonitis.
I woke up with my elbows.
Killing me.
That's how it started.
But I woke up in the locker room and my trainer's over me and he's like, good job, man. He's like, you pissed yourself and he split your fucking lip open. And I was like, I kind of put my hand over my face. Like I have a big scar. You can't see because I have a mustache, but I have my lips fucking hanging off. my pants are covered in piss. And I was just like, dude, I'm never doing this again. Like,
shit.
That was it, man. That's the one and only fight I got on the ice.
Did like other guys on the team like...
Oh, dude, it was brutal.
Fuck with you about it?
Oh, it was fucking brutal, man. Like, every... like. I'd go to my, you know,
like, hey, don't touch him. He might fucking fall over.
My piss himself.
Don't touch him. He might piss himself. Like, I think for a week I had like underwear that was dyed yellow in my fucking.
Oh my god.
In my locker.
I would just have pissed at everybody else's locker just like one at a time. Just
the amount of pranks that go like, the amount of gay tendency bullshit that goes on in a hockey locker room is fucking unreal.
Between boarding school and hockey, shit, it's amazing that we're not fucking right now.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm surprised that I have a wife.
Yeah, exactly. So is she.
Yeah.
God, I hope she's not listening.
I hope she broke your laptop.
Adam, what do you think about like him having a wife
and breaking his laptop?
Well, I'm his like side chick.
Oh, you're a side bitch.
I'll admit it, I'm his side chick.
My wife loves him.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. Now.
This guy texts me 24/7, so... Mm.
How often does she text you?
She gets mad at me.
Zero.
She's like, who are you talking? It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. She's like, who the fuck are you talking to?
You talk
to
Adam.
What the fuck do you talk about for 14 hours? You see each other at the gym, and then you text all day.
Well, you talk to him for like 2 hours straight, and then you get off the phone. She's like, well, how's he doing? You're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. He wants to deadlift tomorrow.
Like, well, you just talked to him, you said, for 2 hours, right?
We didn't talk about that.
Well, what's going on? Nothing.
Talk about it.
And now you're texting him. What are you guys texting about? In and out?
We have like the
important
same
stuff.
Yeah. We have the same conversation every single day and we don't know.
Yeah. What are you doing today? What time are we going to meet up? 12?
I'm going to go grab some beer and get a pizza.
Is everything pretty much centered around lifting?
Our relationship?
Yeah.
Totally.
No, I mean, just like your lives in general.
I mean...
kind of center around you guys training. I mean, you said you have a wife. Obviously, there's other priorities and stuff, but
being 34 and having to like work a real job, I would fucking love to, you know, do what you guys do, like have a gym and have this be my life. But for me, it's just not.
It's just part of your life.
It is.
It's a piece of the puzzle.
Find a rich guy to sponge off of.
I've just learned to kind of like make everything kind of work together. You know, like. You could find excuses to do, you know, oh, I fucking work 14 hours today, man. I can't go to the gym. Right. I can't do this. Like, my wife's pissed at me. She doesn't want me to go to the gym. But, you know, in the end, if you have goals, no matter what it is, I've learned that this has, like, a really direct carryover to my work ethic, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because you miss a lift or something gets fucked up at work, you can't just, you know.
The show's over, guys. Going home.
Good, man. We can't do this. This is $2 million production. I just can't handle it. Just get out of here. You know, it's like... all that carries over in the real world for me, and it's like a very applicable thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
yeah, lifting is very—it's very black and white. Like, how much can you handle, and how do you get better?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's the same thing in life. You know, how are you going to improve your life? How are you going to get better at your job? How are you going to make more money? You know, it's just like how do
get
I
more bitches.
Yeah, how do I more increase beach. My total?
More beaches.
More beaches.
What are beaches?
I go surfing.
You have to say it beaches so he understands.
Yeah, I know what bitches are. Not beaches.
So what kind of messages are you getting that you were talking about? You know,
yeah, you get a lot of guy DMs.
The most annoying thing is when someone
power
says,
bears?
When people tell me, just random people DM me, like, oh, teach me your ways.
Like, what? What
do you That's what you did to Larry, though.
What do you want me to – there's nothing to teach.
That's karma. You did that to Larry.
I didn't teach him anything.
No, you came – did you not instant message Larry and say, hey, can we work out together? You're super strong. That's what all these guys are doing to you, you creep.
No. It was completely different.
It was a
picture. Hey, we live in the same city.
Yeah.
Those guys
yeah, these dudes
like,
are like
yeah, these guys
from fucking
like,
Australia. Yeah. Hey, mate.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, teach me your ways. Yeah, like, or I want to get strong like you, but I want – you know, I don't have – like people don't have patience. So like if you actually talk to these people and like – give them an explanation or you give them like, oh, you should do this. I started off like this. It's like, oh, well, someone told me to do this and they got strong really fast. I'm like, then why the fuck are you asking?
They immediately stop listening to you once you start like giving a real explanation of how hard you've worked to get to where you are.
I call those people assholes.
Yeah, assholes.
Because they just constantly punish you with fucking questions. Oh, dude, what kind of program do you run? Like, what assistance do you do? Like, it seems like everybody is trying to find this – quick direct route to like a big total
right
that doesn't involve working hard being in the gym and being consistent. It's just
Everybody's trying to figure out if they're gifted.
I found this awesome, awesome assistance exercise that made my deadlift go up 150 pounds, and it's not me deadlifting more. You know, it's just people don't understand that consistency, hard work, and just, you know, not giving up is what separates, or at least what I've learned, what separates, you know, champions from fucking contenders.
I think
with
me, it was kind of just like, I mean, I never used to post, like, videos of my stuff when I was, like, at commercial gyms and stuff. And and then I just started going to barbell, and that's when all the videos started coming up. So it was, like, I was squatting almost 700, pulling over 7, you know, benching almost 5. So everyone would just
– benching, like, 545 with the, with the original.
Slang. Yeah, so everyone would just be like, oh, you know, you came out of nowhere, now you're this strong. I want to be the same way. It's like, well, it's, like, 5-6 years now that I've been
–
Yeah, so well, when I – started at, what, 16, 17, so now it's, what, 7 years?
Right.
So no one sees really that part. And then everyone just sees the basic, like, well, he benches, he does this, he does that. But no one else sees what else is going on, so.
Yeah, they're just seeing, like, the main lift.
Well, these guys are talking about stupid things. Me and Larry are taking selfies. No one cares about your lifting, fat boy fat.
Like, my wife's like, what are you doing right now?
I should have gave her a little more skin.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. The foreskin?
The 5-skin.
She would have said, that's the smallest boner I've ever seen.
What is that thing? Put that mosquito away.
Squat dick.
What's a squat dick? What were you talking about?
Squat dick. All balls.
Squat dick?
Yeah.
It just disappears like a turtle?
I mean, am I the only one that looks at dudes' dicks when they're squatting?
I've never even looked at my own while I was squatting. I don't know.
It looks like a pea. Your dick just looks like a pea.
You mean like when someone gets to the bottom of the squat?
Yeah, kind of.
And
yeah,
we're back to boarding school.
Many, many years spent in boarding school and just fucking
Hey, how was my depth? I don't know, man. I was too busy
looking at your small dick right now. What's up with that thing, man? You cold? Yeah.
What the fuck? Put a banana down the front.
Well, the thing
of
is, if you put a camera in front of you and you hit depth, if you can see your squat dick, you're hitting depth.
I love Jesse Burdick's angle of his squats.
The
crotch cam.
You might be the only one.
Holy shit, that fucking kills me.
Man, Jesse needs to shave.
Why is that ape in wraps?
Yeah, what the hell? At least he's wearing some baggy shorts, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Singlets are not a good idea. Who's the motherfucker that thought of that?
I love singlets.
You know what I mean, though? Like, you know, just having all your shit all fucking tight and everything. And they never really fit very well. Like the inseam from here to here is like way too tight.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. The Enzer ones are really weird around the crotch area, man.
Yeah.
Enzer's got a weird crotch.
Not flattering in the dick region at all.
Yeah, it's like trying to split your shit to get shit apart. Pea soup.
Throw a belt out there. You're all fucked up.
Yeah, with the belt, man. God damn. Squat dick.
Squat dick.
Hashtag
Do you get deadlift dick or no?
No.
Oh, it's only squats. Yeah, it's
bench dick is weird, too.
Bench dick is weird, yeah.
Well, if you think about the
percentage of bench videos that are shot from the crotch.
Dude, those are the worst.
Why not deadlift dick? What's the physiology behind this? I'm so confused.
Well, you can rest the bar on your cock, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, and like prop it up.
Just don't deadlift with a boner, I guess.
I've heard that. I've heard that's a bad idea.
What about benching with a boner and sweatpants?
No underwear.
I'm up for it.
You would.
You should have tried that yesterday.
Damn.
Go to a strip club like that.
Missed opportunity on Instagram right there. Fuck.
Well, speaking of Instagram, I mean, obviously you guys have had a lot of lifts and stuff on Instagram and other social media and stuff. And like, what do you think about the reaction of that? I mean, and what does it do to you mentally? Are you like planning out your squat session based on what you think you can?
What you can gram?
Yeah.
Don't lie, fat boy fat.
Not really.
I just post the most interesting thing. So, or the heaviest thing.
But how many things do you have to capture to get that?
Well, usually I
top
like,
set.
Yeah, I record most
top
of
two
my
sets.
Yeah. I record like most of my, like, let's say if I'm squatting and I'm going to go up to like 750, I'll record like my last warm up and then
seven and then straight to 750.
Yeah.
I think we use it. I mean, we definitely use it like the, you know, recording to as more of like a teaching device. You know, if your squat came up a little slower, what happened? Oh, your hips weren't underneath you, but, you know.
You also can't diminish the positive feedback that you get. Or
everyone's a fucking.
Most of the time.
Everyone's a fucking judge, too, all of a sudden. Oh, dude, your squat's high. Cool, thanks, man. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Keyboard powerlifters.
Yeah, that's I started that hashtag. Keyboard powerlifters.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. But no,
it was hot.
I
mean,
you get some crazy
stuff. Well, I didn't do it on the keyboard. I did it right here. I said, you fucking squatted high. I said it all day, no matter how low you squatted all day. Like, that looked like shit.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, you know.
Well, you guys both have sponsors and stuff, and you're trying to bring up awareness about your lifting and also, you know, kind of as a shout-out to Barbell Brigade, them building up an awesome gym. You know, and so some of that is part of it as well. You know, you're with like 8 Man Strong and you're posting these different videos and stuff. And it's important. You know, it is kind of weird and kind of corny because in a way it's narcissistic. And usually powerlifting isn't really – or powerlifting doesn't seem that way on the outside.
It's an extremely selfish sport.
But yeah, of course.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
it's like,
you know, I used to tell people all the time, if you wanted to be great at the sport, you have to be selfish.
I think that's any sport, even though this is an individual sport. But like Kobe Bryant's selfish as shit. And, Gretzky or whatever. You know, whatever sport, they have to be selfish.
You have to be. You know what I mean? It's like
the only hockey player you know.
I mean, you can give back to other people and you can assist and help other people, and that will help you because you're creating more positive energy and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, really, you do have to kind of be selfish. You have to kind of, you know, explain to people around you what you're trying to do and what some of your goals are. You have to make people kind of aware of it. And if you're self-conscious about using up a squat rack or something for too long, I mean, you're not going to be a champion if you're worried about that kind of shit, you know?
I know he gets it too, but, you know, people come, hey, man, will you coach me? Will you do this? Like, dude, I don't have the patience to coach anybody.
Right.
And my goals are way more at the forefront of what I'm doing, and I'm way too selfish to take away time that I need to spend in the gym to get better, to, like, coach you through your lifts. You know what I mean? It's like maybe sometime down the line I could look into something like that, but not right now. I don't know.
It depends on how somebody approaches you and who it is.
Exactly.
If somebody
when he did it, I was all about it.
Well, if somebody said, hey, man, I just want to come and just like load plates for you guys. I just want to watch you lift so I can fucking learn. Like, I won't be in your way. You'd be like,
hell yes.
Yeah, you'd be like,
in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, it's a little weird, but sure.
Yeah.
You know? If somebody can ask you a specific question that they're actually open to your answer, that's always good too.
Yeah.
Most people aren't, so that's kind of the sad part.
It's not that there aren't. They ask to see what your response is going to be when they're not even listening to what you're saying. They're already formulating their response in their head to, you know, completely counter.
Are you listening? Are you waiting to talk?
You know what I mean? It's like, what's your frequency with squatting? You know, it's like everyone's really – not everybody, but, you know, social media is really big into this Bulgarian method right now.
Yeah.
That's great. My hips would fucking hate me if I squatted twice a day, every fucking day. You know what I mean? What works for some people is not going to work for others. You know what I mean? And that's what people need to understand. Everyone's body's different. Everyone's genetic makeup is different. And, you know, what works for you is going to work for you.
People a lot of times, too, they'll say, oh, I tried this. I tried that. And you're like, well,
how did you try it?
What did you try? How long did you try it for? I tried this. And then you find out, you know, they say they tried 1,000 things or they tried 100 different ways of doing something. You find out they really only tried like 3 different things that they actually gave an
honest, only for like a month.
Only for like a month.
Well, they didn't even do the whole thing.
Right.
And you're like, hey, how about you stop doing those 3 things that have not been effective for you?
Try something else.
And try something new.
Well, I mean, I've always said that your programming doesn't fail you. You failed your program.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like people, everyone jumps programs. Oh, I'm doing this. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, someone's doing another program, whatever fad is out in you know, the powerlifting world. And it's like, you're never going to progress. You're never going to get stronger if you're just constantly changing what you're doing instead of sticking with something for 6 months. And then after 6 months, you can reevaluate, like, did this work? Did this not work? No, it didn't. I need to try something else. You know, that's essentially why I started working with Josh. You know, I had gone so far doing my own thing, and then I was like, fuck, man, I'm kind of stalling. I need to reach out to somebody else who knows more than I do. And there you go.
Josh is brilliant. I don't know if anybody who's listening to this should check out some of his videos. I think they're on elitefts.com. You can maybe Google him on YouTube also. Some of the stuff that he has put out on YouTube is fucking great. I haven't seen a ton of it.
He's been doing it for years, prior to YouTube, you know, this whole like fitness community that's exploded onto YouTube. Josh has been doing it since like 2003, 2004.
Yeah, him and his brother Noah. A long time.
Noah's a freak too, man.
Yeah,
just bench 500 pounds.
A nationally ranked shot putter with USC.
He's a champion.
Yeah, those guys are fucking.
The Brian Blood's fucking just.
Yeah, freaks.
Yeah, they're maniacs. But
all right, motherfuckers, you guys have anything to say as we head on out here? Please finish up.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely, man. I you know, I know this dude has been
looking
forward.
It's like a dream come true for me. So
me too, man. Like competing up here a couple years ago was awesome, and then now like being able to call you guys friends and peers is kind of fucking mind blowing.
Wait, did we say you could call us then?
Yeah, actually, I think you guys are pieces of shit. To be honest with you.
Fuck. And you're off the team.
No, it was awesome having you guys here, and it's you know, we got a couple more days here of some lifting and some grab assing.
Absolutely,
we need more ass grabbing.
Okay,
you need more.
I want him around.
See, communication. This is important. You know, communication is key.
We're gonna hug it out.
It's good
this.
That you know this at a young age. So you just communicate. You said I need people to grab my ass.
I need Baba.
This is what I am.
Very
Baba.
Yeah, Hulk boy
hungry.
Need food. Yeah. Fat boy fat needs a sandwich. Did you eat that cookie?
Yeah, Smelly got him both cookies. He didn't even eat it. You're probably going. You're going catabolic.
They're right over there.
He left it over there, man.
Leave it over there. I mean,
you're going to eat it later when you're stoned.
He didn't want
I'm going to get stoned. I'm going to eat those things.
You didn't want to eat it on camera.
Never do that. Why would you say something like that about your friend, your partner?
Drugs suck.
I love
you. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your Instagrams? Plug away. Whatever you guys want to plug.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, little guy.
Instagram and Twitter. Hulk smashed.
Two S's
on the second S.
Who's your sponsor?
8 Man Strong. Cool guys.
Field
shout
Brothers,
them out.
Man.
Yeah. The craziest thing about them was they literally drove 8 hours to come to my meet in March.
Really?
And then we're super disappointed.
Yeah.
Went back home.
Wow, he sucked. We got to cut him.
I mean, as disappointed as I was.
Hey, pay for our gas, buddy. Yeah. We just came out here for you.
I went 4 for 9. Fuck you.
Yeah, man. I was pissed off and... They were so psyched, man.
They followed us around all day long with the kid. Like they did, they made an awesome video out of it. You know, they're not my sponsors, but how they support him is how you know sponsoring is like.
They actually care, so it's nice. And they even told me that next meet they'll be down here too. So that's in San Diego. So that's more like a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, they used your image for the logo, which is fantastic.
That's the smile we're talking about.
Yeah. That's kind of like that NBA thing, huh?
Look at that. It is,
yeah.
Holy shit.
I hate you. Never coming back.
God damn it.
I just want to
make sure you DM Hulk Smash. Any dick pics
Send
you guys
dick
have.
Pics.
Oh, yeah, dick pics.
Ask him questions about his training.
He's more of a
my
bottom
training.
Bear.
Training.
Ask me about my training.
What's training? What's training lately?
Nothing.
Are you big into the Power Bears?
No.
You're
are
not.
They big into you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I think
100%.
No, are you?
If you could get your beard on his face.
Oh, dude. Yeah, for real. Just go to West Hollywood for a day. You walk out with a boyfriend.
A lot of shirtless Barbell Brigade pictures, though. You know,
it's pretty gross.
Shirtless, no shorts, constantly naked at all times, man.
It's disgusting.
You get for yourself. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe Bart can get some showers.
Oh, huh? Mr. Kwan.
Oh,
yeah. Kwan.
Oh.
I hope that guy stalks you. He sees you. You bastard.
I do it every time I see him. I don't
that's
care.
Great.
Yeah, that's
Bart rules, man.
Oh, he's fucking great.
He's the best, man. Him and G are the best. I can't, you know, I can't say enough good things about Barbell. You know, it's a great gym. It's a great atmosphere. I definitely wouldn't be the lifter I'm turning into if it wasn't for him and that place, Brandon, our team.
I'd probably be better without Larry, but
he would
say the same thing.
He would.
Has Silent Mike been instrumental in any of this or no?
Fuck Mike.
Yeah.
Keyboard power lifter.
Keyboard power hashtag.
I'm gonna critique every lift you put up now.
Nice kill
you. Oh my. Yeah.
Wasn't
long
enough.
Knees weren't long.
Knee wraps, huh?
Sure. Sure. Sound like it. Everyone else at board.
Oh, your belt looked real tight on that one.
Yeah. High bar, huh? Rookie.
God, you sound like everyone at board.
Yeah,
right
for
now.
Real, man.
Why don't you go low bar?
Why is the bar on your neck?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't have a neck.
Yeah. He's got just a double chin that just wraps around the back of your head.
It's like a pack of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Right there.
Smelly, where do you hold the bar? I hold it on my third neck.
See this pack of hot dogs? That's where I put
yeah, it's on the third hot dog.
Tune this roll and that roll.
Third hot dog.
Anyway, at least I don't got to worry about tendonitis.
This is very true.
Yeah.
We're all right on
this
that.
This is very true.
Yeah, you're very young.
Yes.
What's your Instagram and all that good stuff?
Instagram is my only form of social media. It is Larry
Pornhub.
Yeah, and Pornhub or UJizz.
Brazzers.
Brazzers is good. Larry Lurker, LarryLrkr. Give a shout out to my sponsors and my team, American Barbell out of Gainesville, Florida. Love those dudes. Love everyone on my team. You, Mason, Greg, Brandon, even though he's a bitch.
He's totally gonna fucking cry.
Everyone, man. Everyone, like,
is Brandon the guy that fucked up? No, it's Greg.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Is that Greg? He fucked up your lift off.
Now that it's on there.
Yeah, oh no, Greg. Wait. No, he fucked you up going back into the rack.
He walked me in on my first
Greg,
attempt.
If you're listening, you're a piece of shit. Thanks for fucking up his meat and fucking up his sponsorship with 8-Man.
Potential 2,000-pound total.
God damn, Greg. Greg, you got to be paying attention, dude, man. Have a Monster Energy.
He's gonna listen to this. He's gonna fucking kill himself.
So many missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Greg, please don't kill yourself.
No, Greg, we love you and we love Armenia.
Sorry, not sorry.
Larry has a real. You have a real last name, right? I mean,
I do. My last name is not Lurker. Everyone thinks my last name is Lurker. It's actually Barcello. I'm a nice Italian boy from the East Coast.
Hey,
paisan.
Hey.
I like pasta.
All right,
but yeah, man, I'm just stoked to be here. Thank you for having us.
Awesome, man. I think that's it. Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
You can find him at Mark Smelly Bell. I'll just do all his plugging for him.
Just do all of his dirty work
for
him.
Yeah, I'll plug something else later. You can find me at Silent Mike with 2 K's.
I'm Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast. Twitter,
go to my YouTube,
at SGM Sack. STGM Sack. Facebook.com/SupertrainingGym and SupertrainingTV, which is in the process of being rebuilt and hopefully will be done by the time this episode drops.
Touching my gyno.
Oh, Hulk Smash gets molested. We're out.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products and howmuchyoubench.net, and look for PSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.